What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. Y'all can always find me at linktree.com/ What We Gonna Do pod. That's linktr.ee/ What We Gonna Do pod. Now let's get into the show. All right, let me see if I can get this one out before I lose my train of thought. Y'all know when y'all eat pasta, I don't know about everybody, but like we went to the Olive Garden the other day. And man, that pasta, it just stay on you, man. Jeez. I mean, I like pasta. You know, I got some veggies and all that, but that pasta, I mean, ooh, thank the Lord. My air conditioning kicked in because right now I'm hot as a motherfucker. When I record these, I gotta kinda get stuff right. I gotta get my head together and during the daytime, I don't keep the AC on. I pretty much keep it off, but it cycles. So I'm actually glad it's cycling right now so I could try to record this. The good thing about these shorts, whatever y'all want to call them, these episodes y'all are hearing, is that all of these topics can be fully explored, you know, but this gives me a better opportunity to keep this podcast train going on my end. I mean, y'all, look, y'all feel free to take some of these and run with it. Now, give me my credit. You know, give me my credit. If I inspired you in some way, give me my credit. Give me a shout out. What we gonna do? AJ, y'all know what time it is. Give me my credit. But this episode, and I know I'm already running on my time, but protections versus prisons. Another conversation I was having with my homeboy where we got to talking about women and how, like, women's fight or flight and what it does, like what the response is to things that are outside of their control, like things that they cannot manipulate and that they will manifest and they'll make up things and turn them into reality. They'll take things that are not real, but make them like tangible without any facts, without any proof. I understand 100%, like, if something is factual, if it can be proven. But I'm talking about when women let their imaginations run wild because a man is not falling into a certain category for them. He's not doing certain things for them. He, you know, and I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean it in a good way. Like, he's choosing to respect himself and to attempt to respect them. But oftentimes men can still become the bad guys. But I look at it like a defense mechanism. Like, instead of like looking at yourself and saying, what did I do? What can I change? Or just letting somebody go on about their business and being happy and thinking like, maybe this is actually a good thing. Women will often, like, they'll attack. They'll disrespect. They'll go down. They'll go through the what I call the cycle of emotions. Like, they'll cry. They'll be sad. They'll want you back. And then they'll get over it and be like, ah, fuck you, nigga. And then they'll be sad again. And it's kind of like insanity because women will go through this. Like, they ruminate. And they'll keep going through this cycle. You could, as a man, you could have fully removed yourself from this cycle. You could have said, look, I'm not dealing with this. Because we talk about toxic relationships. And often everybody looks at it as, it's a man. A man is the cause of a toxic relationship. But men can be in toxic relationships with women. There are toxic women. And there are men that are in relationships with toxic women. And this does not make them inherently bad. This does not make them evil. This does not mean that they're cheating and doing all of this. It could just be their decision making. It could just be that they're not giving as much as they get. It could be all of these different layers of things. But I looked at it as some women have turned self-care into self-harm. You're protecting yourself from the public versus protecting the public from you. Like, you've turned like, hey, I'm not going to let a man do this. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to let a woman do this. And it's not just about men and women. It's also about just how you have interacted with the world. And women, you know, they do it so much better than us. That does not mean it is always better. Hopefully that's clear, but that protection piece, like, man, I have to keep myself safe. I have to, this man, he had to be cheating. He had to be doing something. He had to have some other ulterior motive. Why else would he not be with me? Why would he not do this? Why would he decide to do this? Why would he be saying this on social media? That has nothing to do with you, but you still lurking on this page or something like that. But it's like, it's some type of justification that women will often have to make to themselves to continue on or to feel better or to make some type of sense of a man doing something outside of the normal. Everybody has their boxes and everybody knows what their boxes are. Some boxes are, it's, man, you know, like, I'm used to a man disrespecting me. If a man doesn't disrespect me, then something is wrong. This is not, I'm not used to this and I'm lashing out. Even when, like, and I know it sounds crazy, but I'm being honest and I'm talking about these protections and what people call protections. When you have literally like incarcerated yourself, you have made a prison of your own design instead of like taking that time out to really look inside yourself and allow for outside information. You've made this protective bubble that's so enclosed with all of the things that you've learned up to this point, and you've created your own world that there are people, quite a few, because I've talked about levels before, you know, with that you exclude everything else outside of it. You've gotten so stuck in your ways. Maybe you're in your 30s and now you're so like formed. I am like the ultimate thinker. I love knowledge. I love information. Now, I'm not going to have discourse with everyone. I don't see the point. I don't see the value for myself or others. There are certain things you're not going to change about me, and I'm not going to change about you. And I understand this. I'm going to spend more of my time focusing on the individuals that are open to change. But there are a lot of people who are change adverse. A lot of women who are change adverse because it's new. Like it is literally, y'all have a comfort zone and then learning and growing through being uncomfortable. Like, that it's necessary. How do you get to the next level? How do you do it other than some type of force in nature? You're having a health issue. Somebody else is having a health issue. A crime occurs. Something, you lose your job. There's some mental, like, it's almost like, hey, the only way to get this person out of this is for something drastic to happen. It's like, why? Why do people have to be so closed off, so closed-minded? I talked with my friend about these different levels and just saying that as you get older, you kind of go through these different stages. You have your, like, you're naive, you're learning the word, you're figuring things out. Then you get a little bit older and you're selfish. People categorize, they say you're selfish, you know, you're selfish. Then you get to, let's say your 20s and they're like, it's your ego, it's your this, it's your, you're still selfish, but it's your ego. And then your ego in your third, it's like it gets cemented. And you've now turned everything into a reality. Like, this is the world, and that's it. That's the beginning, the middle, and the end of it. And I think people have to get over their ego. Women have to get over their ego and allow for new information, and not just from other women, from your fathers, from men, from significant others that don't want to do you any harm, like people who actually genuinely care about you. If all these people who are close to you are saying something about you, you should take the time out to look into it, to reflect, and not just push that away. I have my things that I am set in, like, hey, I'm not this person. I'm not this, I like, cemented, but I am always looking to gain and to grow. And I don't think everybody is willing to do that. I'm out of my time now, but I don't think everybody is willing to do that, especially women. Women like to make the unknown known. They like to make sense of it in their own way. Even if there's something out there that can help you make sense of it, but you reject that idea, you reject that notion because of your ego, and it won't let it go. It won't let you, let your comfort zone, let your guard down to say, you know what? I see. I can see these things about myself. This is not to say that the other person is fully right, whatever, but it's just to say that, you know, and this is not about being vulnerable. This is about being open, like being like giving outside influence and opportunity. And sometimes outside things are wrong. But if you haven't tried it, you like for yourself, not through somebody else. Oh, my mama did it, my daddy, my I got homeboys, I got homegirls who did it. You should maybe think about it. You know, I would challenge that idea that it's all on the other person. For those of you who feel like these things are all on the other person, you have turned something you designed to protect yourself into something that has now made it a prison. It's made it difficult to find men. It's made it difficult to do this. It's made it difficult. This is not to say you should give yourself away to everything. But what I'm saying is, in using your best judgment, you allow other people to give you information and you process it instead of just rejecting it and kicking it out immediately. All right. I'm way too long on this. Ah, shit. Like I said, this is probably going to turn into a whole other thing, but I just realized that I'm like, man, all of that stuff and man, and then it's like women, you know, will look back and be like, yo, I could have did this differently. You know what I mean? Like I could have did this. I could have. Some will, some won't. They will keep that bubble up and they'll find somebody who will join them in their bubble. But I don't think that's what they need. I think that's what they want. And they may ultimately get what they want, but I don't think that's what they need. You know, that's my own opinion of it. You know what I mean? But don't blame the messenger. And I don't just mean me. I mean those who seem like they may care about you. Don't take what you call a protection out on them because you really turned it into your prison. All right. Till next time. Peace.